Now, what are the three sins that destroy a nation? Number one, verse 4, that lie upon beds of ivory and stretch themselves upon their couches and eat the lambs out of the flock and the calves out of the midst of the stall. Now, sex and gluttony are the two sins that are mentioned here, and they're sins of the flesh. And so I have them labeled gluttony in my notes. I would like to change that to the sins of the flesh, gluttony and sex. Those are the two things that are mentioned here. Now, that lie upon beds of ivory. Now, Samaria, Ahab and Jezebel had built there an ivory palace. That has been thoroughly excavated, and they have found many very fine, delicate vessels that were in the rubble and the ruins of that great palace there. And it represented the life of the upper class in that day. They lie upon beds of ivory. They all had king-sized beds, and they were taking it easy. And it suggests sex, by the way, stretch themselves upon their couches. That was the thing that they were engaged in. It is a thing that has been said in our day. Someone has answered the woman's lib movement by saying the woman's place is in the kitchen and in the bedroom. May I say to you, it's an awful thing to say because I totally disagree with that, but it's the color and complexion of our nation today. Now, I could give you quotation here after quotation that I have, but I'm not going to do that today. I call attention to one. I took out a Life magazine, and it gave a picture of Washington, the capital, and this was many years ago under administration in the early 60s. And it says, talking about the social life, it's when they get together and all they talk about is who is going with whose wife and who is being unfaithful to his wife and drinking. And that was amazing to find that in Life magazine of that day. And that was many years ago. Well, you wonder what it is today. And it hasn't any reference to any particular party. It just means the whole kit and caboodle there, given over to this type of thing. I think more attention is probably paid in Washington to sex than to any of the problems that you and I have today. When these lawmakers get on television, they become very serious. But their social life, now that's not true of all of them, of course, but the social life in Washington must be very corrupt today. Now, no nation has ever been able to survive that type of thing. Rome, probably the greatest of all nations, and the one nation that will come back. It will come back in the last days. Antichrist will put it back. But why did it fall apart? No enemy outside destroyed Rome. It was like Humpty Dumpty. Humpty Dumpty sat on a wall. Humpty Dumpty had a great fall. And all the king's men, all the king's horses can't put it back together again. But why did it fall? Well, Gibbon in his Decline and Fall of the Roman Empire mentions this as being the destruction of the family was one of the important things. When immorality came in, then the nation began to go down. That's number one.